Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 124. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the top five reasons for working safely. And this is from a AI compilation. So this is not my top five, although there are a few that I would add in. There's also a few that I didn't think that they would find. So let's just dive right in then. So top five reasons for working safely. So if we think about a couple episodes ago, episode number 116, I did the top five excuses for working unsafely. And that episode, I also found a couple that I hadn't ever heard before. When I talk to other safety folks, they have heard the majority of those. Let's dive right into with the AI search on top five reasons to work safely. I'm sorry. The first one, protecting lives and health. You know, well, I was pretty sure that one was going to be up there then. You know, and in this one, I didn't sit down and number these, because it depended on which AI I was really into. They had different numbers, but they almost all kind of came back with the same top five. So I just left it as bullet points for anyone who's watching this then. So the second one, reducing cost. You know, I get it. That is a fantastic reason to work safely. So I don't know if the everyday person is sitting down and saying, I should really work safely because it really reduced cost, you know. So the third one, boost productivity. So we obviously know that when you're the more people that you have working, the more productive that you're going to be out there, you know. And of course, the more productive that you are out there, many times in theory, you've reduced cost by not having somebody hurt, workers' comp, all that good stuff then. So the fourth one, I didn't really think would make it on this list. Enhancing reputation and morale. So that might be a stretch, because I don't know if I've ever talked to the people who are really doing the jobs, see the hazards and all that, and they say, you know, I really want to enhance the reputation and morale of the company. You know, that might be a product of what happens, but I don't think the individual person themselves really thinking that when they're sitting down and having to make those independent decisions out there. So, and the last one that I knew was going to be in there somewhere, compliance with regulations then. So we all know that regulations is really the baseline. That's the bottom tier. You could always go over the regulations then. We also know that at times the regulations haven't kept up with what we're doing out there and with technology and science. So there's a lot of times where we have to sit down and say we recognize a hazard and we have to take steps to mitigate that hazard. But you know, there really isn't any law about it. You know, we just don't want somebody hurt, and of course go with the extra cost and all the other stuff then. So that is it for the top five reasons for working safely. And this was all done through a couple of different AI engines out there. But for the most part, pretty much came back with the same top five, regardless of which one that I was really searching. So I'd like to thank everybody for joining us, joining me today. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Please like, listen, subscribe. If you get any kind of value from this, please leave a rating. Send this to other safety pros out there. I want to try and do everything I can to kind of help that next generation. I'm not willing to say that I'm old, but I don't got that many years left in the safety field. So I'd like to take a lot of my lessons learned, many of them the hard way. And if there's any way I can pass it along to other folks, that's really the goal of this whole thing. So episode number 124 is done. Thank you for joining me. Have a safe day.